This ceremony was and still is an essential part of our Christian worship. Its design is to cause us believers to remember the two most central things of our faith, and that is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul said, "If Christ had not been raised, then our faith is worthless, and we are still in our sins." The Lord's Supper also is designed to cause us to remember. Jesus said this, "Do this in remembrance of me." So what did Christ want us to remember? He wanted us to never forget what Christ has done for, had done for us. To never forget what he went through and what he gave up. That's his body and his blood. Jesus also deemed this ceremony a celebration. We know this because when Jesus passed the bread and the wine, he said, "Give thanks." During the Lord's Supper, we also see in Scripture that Jesus gave the elements to his disciples only. Thus, the Lord's table is encouraged for believers only. And as an unbeliever, these elements would have no value to you. And so if you're here today and you are unsure about your salvation, we would just kindly ask the elements to pass by. I will be giving an opportunity at the end of the service to trust in Christ for their salvation through what the Bible calls the gospel. Now, in the upper room, Jesus passed the bread and he blessed it and he gave it a special meaning. He said, "This is my body." The bread was to symbolize his body that was to be sacrificed for our sake. And with these thoughts in mind, we will distribute the bread. This represents the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us eat together. When Jesus passed the cup, he gave thanks, and he also gave this a special meaning. He said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." What the spilling of the blood did was twofold. It ratified the new covenant, referenced back in Jeremiah 31:34. And it also made a way for God's forgiveness to flow in the believers' lives. Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without Christ's blood, there can be no forgiveness." This is why we celebrate. We have been forgiven. And with those thoughts in mind, let's distribute the cup. This cup represents the blood of our Lord. Let us drink together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what the elements represent. The bread, which is your body, the blood, the cup, which is your blood. We thank you for what it has accomplished in our lives. And for that, Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And God's people said, Amen.